a little great since... Okay, so today was when I started that diary and bullet journal, okay. I would like to call it. And today I got to play with Duck, go outside, you know, do all that stuff.
You're a cat.
That's a cute cat. Dad, do you wish we had a cat?
Would you rather have a pet cat named Philomene who ate live babies or wear a dead corgi on your head for the rest of your life?
I think I'll wear a dead corgi on my head. I don't want. Well, in the situation of a dead corgi, is that dead corgi Duck?
Yes.
Never mind. I think he'll win.
Even though in the scenario where the cat, with the cat that eats live babies, in that scenario, everybody has cancer and is dying.
What?
No. You would commit the entire human race to die of cancer.
What? Oh, God. This is so...
He almost fell.
But this is so hard. I don't want to wear a dead dog on my head, but I don't want the entire human race to die from cancer.
Well, you gotta choose. There's one right answer.
No, all the humans getting cancer, would Duck die?
No. No.
Would die?
No.
Would Christina die?
Yes.
Okay, well. Would Mia die?
No.
Would Renee die?
Ah, no.
Would I die?
Yes.
Alright. Okay, then that's obvious. I'd rather.
You're gonna kill Duck.
Well, no, I'll.
And wear him as a hat
for the rest of your life. I'll get an imposter of Duck, and I'll kill that imposter.
No,
imposter.
That's not how this works. You don't get to make the rules. You have to kill Duck.
Maybe then I'll just make him stuff.
No. What do you mean sneak in something? You can't change the rules to the game.
Well,
you're gonna kill your dog?
That's why I'm
and wear him as a hat? Well, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Even though in this scenario where you wear Duck as a hat, all other dogs have become super-powered bio-creatures.
Wait,
who reign forever as warlords.
And okay,
they enslave the human race.
Okay, that's
well, cool. I guess you chose that one, though. Neat.